Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. You find a way to help them learn. It's something that every parent worries about. We're afraid they're not learning enough. We're concerned they're falling behind. Is it the school? Is it us? Is there something wrong with them? In the late 1800s, future General George Patton's father got the sense that his son was having trouble learning. He not only wasn't reading, he seemed to hate the subject, and he labored over each word, mixing up letters and not understanding the sentences. In those days, most fathers probably used brute force on kids who struggled, or worse, they wrote them off as just not the school type. Instead, as Roger Nye writes in the absolutely incredible book, The Patton Mind, Papa kept young George out of school and instead launched him on a program of oral learning. Family members read to him until he was 11 years old, and he was required to memorize long passages from the classics, ancient history, and romantic poetry. In this form, he drank deeply from the great classics and the great tales of adventure. Patton knew King Arthur and Shakespeare and the Odyssey and Sherlock Holmes, and he knew them backwards and forwards. With time and in his own way, as most kids with dyslexia eventually do, Patton did learn to read, and not just learn, but learn to love reading. And this was possible because his family was accommodating. They were patient. They didn't give up on their son, nor did they make life easy for him. They just found the best way for him to learn, and they built a curriculum and a practice around that. They gave him space, they gave him confidence, and most of all, they gave him his own way to love something he might have otherwise come to fear or resent. We're all trying to raise a reader, as we say in The Daily Dad. There's a whole month about this in the book. Some of us, some kids will have an easier time with this than others, but it's one of the most important and incredible things we can do for our kids and for the future. So look, that's the idea, that we all have a responsibility to make a reading part of your children's life. And I think there's a bunch of great lessons in The Daily Dad about that. The whole month of September is about this. You can grab a copy. I'll even sign it at store.dailydad.com or come grab it at The Painted Porch. Thank you for listening to The Daily Dad Podcast. Leave us a review in iTunes. It helps a great deal. Really appreciate it. And of course, if you know any other dads who could benefit from these messages, please let them know.